Yeah, an opportunity for Del to answer some questions from Jude and I all around the great game of rugby league. Tackle one, Jude.
Right, Del, there's been some fan criticism in the NRL's choice of Jared Sutton to ref the grand final after his blunder in the prelim match. Does the choice of referee make a big difference in a grand final?
It does if you let it affect you. I think the real good side just go in there and they play what they see. I know the ref, you know, he refs it his way, but for me, if you're on the centre stage, you're out there to play, if you start to worry about referees and obviously your coaches are saying something, in trouble.
Yep. Tackle two. At this stage, the grand final is going ahead as planned at Suncorp Stadium. However, it's still hanging on a knife's edge. As a player, would you rather play with reduced crowds or have the game postponed?
No, for me, the reason why you play is obviously for the fans and obviously crowds. So whether it's 50%, 75%, to be honest, I wouldn't like to play in front of no crowds, but I saw it last year's Super League. I saw it. If it has to be that, it has to be that. But, like, I just reckon play to 50%.
All right, tackle three. This grand final marks the fifth decade. Wayne Bennett has coached the grand final side. Having been coached by him, what is the secret to his success?
I think we said it before. Wayne gets to know you, the person, doesn't complicate it. He's a great man manager, and then it makes you want to play for him. Look at the bond between him and Benji Marshall last week. Benji made a phone call to him. So, you know, back when we played and stuff, it's all player managers and that. Mm. What about the confidence of Benji to call him? I know Benji's got a manager. Approach. And just say, hey, listen, Benny, I think I've got another season in me, but I haven't got many offers on the table. Mate, what do you think? Mate, he said, Wayne said, give me half an hour to an hour. Within an hour, a deal was done.
Amazing. Yeah, man management, and you said that all along. He's a real father figure. And, of course, we do the big set of six thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. With over 1,000 stands in two huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Tackle four, Del. Benji Marshall, let's talk about him. He's had a season to remember. Do you think it's too early for him to call it quits? He could go again.
I mean, I've got no doubt he can go again because his role, look, he's obviously started a few games this year, but mostly he's been that utility player off the bench, and some of his best work's been done in and around those sort of young players like Jackson Paulo, and obviously, you know, we've seen young Taff. He's been a good mentor to him as well. For me, Benji could easily go again another year, and he could get through the preseason because I played golf with him only a couple of weeks before, a month before the season started, and at that stage, he didn't know. We were at Twin Creeks. He didn't know whether he's going to get a contract. And I said, mate, where are you thinking? He said, well, the Bulldogs, they're sort of lukewarm and there's an option over here. But, look, there's nothing certain. So he didn't know at this stage. And obviously the next week was when he called Wayne and said, and then all of a sudden we had a game of golf booked in, and then he said, no, sorry, boys, I can't play. I've got to go to training.
How cool was that?
I was stoked for him. But, mate, just to think 2005, you know, we saw Benji at his
time
best.
He's on the big stage.
And, like, now he's here again. He could finish with another premiership.
16 years later, absolutely brilliant. Last year, the Panthers on tackle five were good enough to be in the same position as this year. What do they need to do differently, mate, to make sure they win it this time?
You know, one thing I reckon they got overawed by the situation. I think some teams, you know, I think they only lost two games throughout the regular season, and everyone just thought it's Penrith's, you know, this is Penrith's grand final. But Melbourne, they've been there time and time again. They're such a hardened side. And I think the pain, when you lose those big games, the pain, I've only lost one sort of big tournament. That was the World Cup, and it sits with me. They get 12 months later, they're back here again, and they get to rectify that situation without the Melbourne Storm. So beating Melbourne Storm last week, that would have felt good, but they know there's one more big assignment. And, mate, there's no doubt that they can do it. So the pain of not playing as well as they know what to expect now as well.
Beautiful tackle six, mate. Tomorrow's match will be the game with the best two halfbacks in the NRL right now, statistically anyway, and Cleary has it over Reynolds. But Reynolds has more experience. Who do you think wins that battle? And whoever wins it, will their team win it?
Yeah, I think so. Look, for me, Adam Reynolds, that groin worries me about him, but this is it. There's
they
nothing
said he's going to kick goals. He said the groin's good enough for
that. I know,
but
he's going to say that. He's not going to say, I'm not going to kick goals, because then you know, you're putting yourself in that comfort zone. That's right. They're going to target you. Mate, look, this one is going to be so hard because obviously Cleary's shoulder. I've tipped the Bunnies to win, but I think Cleary's going to win this battle.